Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
In many ways, it does seem like it is a second adolescence, except the consequences are far greater.
Mm-hmm.
Consequences can be great when we're younger, but they only get more significant. Impacts on families, impacts on ministries, impacts on friends. And part of the reason why I was so excited to dive into this whole writing and researching process with Greg is because I don't want that to be my story.
Yeah.
I want to live and serve faithfully to the end. And yet, you look around, you look in Scripture, and you realize 2 out of 3 leaders didn't finish well.
Hmm.
And you look around the world today, and you realize, man, those statistics seem like they carry weight today as well. And so I love my family. I get to work with a ministry that is proclaiming the name of Jesus and helping families work their way out of poverty. I love what I get to do. And I don't want this period of life that has derailed many people, including Solomon's father, King David. This time in life for many, many years has been a time of turbulence, and people don't expect it, so their seatbelts aren't fastened. And again, the consequences of getting this season wrong are significant. And so we want to talk about it. We want to say, what can you do to make sure your seatbelt is firmly established? And part of that, Susie, is to be honest with ourselves when we look around, and to say, turbulence is coming. Are we ready for it? So just one example is the average male makes no new significant friendships after age 36. So that's pretty significant.
Wow.
Time in life when we need friendships most, we find them in incredibly short supply. Women tend to do a little bit better, but that to me says, am I cultivating friendships? My friends in Africa, so we work in multiple contexts around the world, but I had one friend in Africa that said, we have a proverb that says you always have to have 4 friends. And you know, the question, why 4? Well, 4 is the number of people that you need to carry a stretcher. That's the ambulance.
Oh my.
You want to make sure at 3 a.m. you've got 4 friends right around you that can carry your stretcher. And I think that's more than just a literal deal. I think we all need 4 friends that we could call at any point that are going to come to our aid and our help. And again, the evidence says right when we need friendships most, they're in dwindling supply.
Mm.
So one of the applications for me is, am I making time and space during this really busy stage of life to make sure I'm investing in friendships?
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.